Hello, I'm cellist Zuul Bailey. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Emerson, and I am 7 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Emerson, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Couples Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll ask you our Quizlet question on Friday. This week, we're listening to romantic couples who made beautiful music together on stage and off. Today, we're going to meet Benjamin Britten and Peter Pears. Let's start with the composer, Benjamin Britten. He was born in 1913 in Suffolk, England. He began composing as a child, and he eventually went to the Royal College of Music in London. His first major compositions came out when he was still a student, and I can't even explain to you how much music Benjamin Britten wrote. 16 operas, 15 song cycles, more than 60 folk songs. He attempted more than 730 pieces of music before he was even 18 years old. And eventually he became known as the Fourth B, after Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. His partner was Peter Pears, who was born in 1910 in Surrey, England. As a kid, Peter Pears showed a lot of talent for music, and as an adult, he worked as a music teacher. But he was also really good at singing and playing the piano. In fact, he was so good at both of these things that he couldn't decide which one he wanted to focus on until he met Benjamin Britten. Peter and Benjamin met in 1936 through a mutual friend. Benjamin started writing music for Peter to sing, and that helped inspire Peter to become a full-time singer. The two of them toured the world together, with Peter singing and Benjamin composing music and playing the piano. They were together as working partners and romantic partners for 40 years. Today we'll hear music from a concert they did together. This is Benjamin Britten's arrangement of the British folk song Sweet Polly Oliver, with Britten at the piano, and it's sung by his partner, Peter Pears.
There's Sweet Polly Oliver lay musing in bed. A sudden strange fancy came into her head. No father, no mother shall make me false prove. I'll list for a soldier and follow my love. So early next morning she softly arose and dressed herself up in her dead brother's clothes. She cut her hair short and she stained her face brown and went for a soldier to fair London town. Then up spoke the sergeant one day at his drill. Now who's good for nursing a captain? He's ill. I'm ready, said Polly, to nurse him. She's gone and finds it's a true love all wasted and won. The first week the doctor kept shaking his head. No nursing young fellow can save him, he said. But when Polly Oliver had burst him back to life, he cried, you have cherished him as if you were his wife. She burst into tears and told the good doctor her hopes and her fears. And very shortly afterwards, for better or for worse, the captain took joyfully his pretty soldier nurse.
We just went to a concert by Benjamin Britten and Peter Pears and heard a very cool arrangement of the English folk song Sweet Polly Oliver. Benjamin Britten arranged the music and played the piano in that concert while Peter Pears sang. And tomorrow, we'll hear folk music of a different kind in a recording made right here at Interlochen Public Radio from a pair of musicians who are still out and touring together. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Ciao for now.
Interlochen Public Radio! Yeah!
It's 14 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Music next on Classical IPR from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. This is a suite from The Snow Maiden. Mikhail Jarowski conducts the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra. This will be our sunrise soundtrack for the day. The sun is coming up in 9 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
A Suite from The Snow Maiden by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Mikhail Jarovsky conducted the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra on classical IPR. That was also our sunrise soundtrack for the day. The sun has been up for 4 minutes now. Good morning, sunshine.
The young composer on this week's From the Top sees numbers and musical notes as colors.
5 and 9 are yellow, but different shades of yellow. A is red. D and G are both green, but D is a darker shade of green than G.
Hear beautiful music composed by this teenage synesthete on From the Top this week.
And you can hear From the Top on Classical IPR tonight from 6 until 7 o'clock. That's followed by an hour of exploring music with Bill McLaughlin from 7 until 8. Find our schedule at our website, classicalipr.org. This is WIAA Interlaken, 88.7 FM, WIAB Mackinac City, 88.5 FM, in Traverse City, 94.7 FM, and WSRJ in Honor, 105.5 FM. Now the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump is declaring victory after the Senate found him not guilty of the two articles of impeachment filed against him. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Trump says he'll make a statement in a few hours about his acquittal.
One of President Trump's lead defense attorneys, Jay Sekulow, says the vote in